This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
It's a lovely day.
It is a lovely day.
Lovely
and
weather.
I was hanging out in Edinburgh Gardens.
Oh,
which is a
really
beautiful.
Hanging out?
I was trying to score. No, I was having a lovely coffee with a pretty little boy, and I was out in having a little picnic time.
Nice.
I mean, a very basic picnic. Uh-huh. I'm used to a Parisian picnic, of course.
Of course.
Yes, picnic by the Seine.
What's that,
a bit of cheese.
Bit of cheese, baguette.
A big old bottle of wine.
Oh, very big bottle of wine.
If you're lucky, someone will have a bottle opener. Or else you have to do that thing where you get the bottle in the shoe and bang it.
No, I don't want to do that.
No. But when it's $3 for €3 for a bottle of wine.
Oh. Yes.
I don't know how much that is, but it sounds good.
But you weren't in Paris, you were in the Edinburgh Gardens.
Well, you know, I was somewhere European sounding. I just want to know, like, that is my favourite picnic spot.
Oh, you go to place.
I like to do a little power walk these days, mm-hmm. And I go through Fitzroy Gardens, also a beautiful spot.
Lovely.
So many beautiful gardens around Melbourne. Where's everyone's favourite picnic spot?
Well, Tristan and I actually were going to see if we could set our show upstairs on the rooftop deck, but we were told, unfortunately, the pigeons had already reserved it for this afternoon, so we've missed out this time.
Oh, is there a rooftop place to hear?
I've never been invited.
That's awkward.
There is.
Thanks, Rachel's our secret.
No, that sounds like one of those teenage high school movies. It's like, I'll meet you on the roof. And then the door closes and everyone laughs at you.
No, there is actually a rooftop here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'll bring my Shiraz.
You just have to reserve it before the
or
pigeons.
Rosé.
But hey, tell us, what's your favourite go-to picnic spot in Melbourne? It might be in the CBD or it might be further afield. Hey, this is you wouldn't have a picnic in the middle of the night, would you?
Oh, no. Well, maybe.
This is the middle of the night, the Vabs. You're enjoying.
Coming back to that moment where it all fell apart. So I try and drink my emotions till I can't feel my heart. And I don't understand how you slipped through my hands. And I do all I can to get you out. The night.
Joy 94.9.
Have you guys been to the Park Hyatt?
I'm not that fancy.
No, no, me either. But they actually have a new employee there who is made out to be the absolute bestest boy in Melbourne. His name is Mr. Walker, and he is a, I'm not going to call him retired because he's not very old, but he's a seeing eye dog that just wasn't, he was too happy to be a seeing eye dog.
He's a little puppy.
He's a puppy dog.
Yeah.
Oh, so a little pup.
Yeah. So if you want to follow the adventures of,
there he is.
Oh, hello, Mr. Walker. What would you do? What would you do?
Mr. Walker, you can follow hashtag Bark Hyatt Melbourne, and you can see his adventures. Do you know what he does? He actually takes guests for walks around Fitzroy Gardens.
Oh my goodness. Maybe I'll see him out walking.
Yeah.
Mr. Walker out walking. If you're staying at the hotel, you can then hire Mr. Walker.
I don't even think you have to hire him. I think you can just say, I'd like to take him for a walk, and they'll let you take him out for a walk. So maybe you can go on a picnic.
Do you take your little bags? He gets your little boot, and then he gets into the thing and gets your bags. And you're like, oh, thank you. It's all full of slobber.
Yeah, delicious. Isn't that what you want all over
your
back?
But that's so sweet. Take you a little walk.
How appropriate to be, you know, no discrimination here in Melbourne. We will employ anybody or anything.
Right. Tristan, you've got a little dog, haven't you?
Yes, we've got two.
And do you take them for walks?
Yes, we do.
Where's
your favourite place to take them?
No, we take them for...
Uh-huh.
Where's your favourite place to take them?
Just around the locals... Yeah, streets and all that to see, nice gardens, what people have done.
Nice. I love taking dogs to the beach on days like today.
Oh, to the beach?
Yeah, let them run free, get covered in sand, take them back in the car and then go, oh, now I've got to clean it.
Damn. A little beach picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like a beach picnic.
I just feel like everything I eat tastes like sand.
Yum.
No.
No, wrong answer.
Lovers like to go on picnics.
They do like to go on picnics.
Mm-hmm.
And we've put the call out there to say, where do you like to go for a picnic on a lovely day like today? And we have had a message in. This message is... I won't say who it's from. Should I say who it's from? No, I won't say who it's from.
Secret lover stuff.
I enjoy going on with the lovely Tristan to a park for a nice picnic with some bubbly.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is this Chris person, Tristan?
Yes.
He's my lovely partner.
Ah, there we go. Thanks, Chris.
A little kissy picnic.
A little kissy picnic.
How do you keep the bubbly cold, though? You have to prepare in a picnic. Do you bring a big old bucket of ice?
Well, just wrap it around a wet tea towel.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And put the tea towel in the freezer and just...
Here we go.
Some picnic tips, there you go.
You've got picnic tips?
We were talking about going to the beach before.
Yes.
And I'm a little bit with Jack, so I don't like getting sand everywhere in my picnic experience.
Your picnic basket?
In my basket. I'll keep my basket sand free, thank you very much. But I do like a sunset picnic, being out down the beach. So I grew up in Perth, so I used to go down to the Cottesloe or Scarborough Beach.
They're gorgeous
and watch
there.
The sunset over the ocean. And you get some fish and chips.
Yeah.
Maybe sit on a park bench and watch the sunset. Lovely picnic.
It's not fish and chips on the beach unless you grind your teeth on some sand whilst you're eating your chip and go...
Why have you got your face in the sand, Rach?
Why don't I have my face in the sand?
There's some scary things in the sand.
No, I don't
I feel
sand.
Like I do beaches very differently to you.
I think so.
Because you're a bit of a beach babe, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm all about sand in my mouth, sand in my eyes, finding sand in your ears the day after, and it's like, but I showered. Oh. How did it get there?
I'm like, disgusting. Run away in hatred.
When we were kids, we used to always go on family picnics. Mum and dad and the kids would all get loaded into the car and we'd have to go for like long drives.
Oh, yes.
Into the country.
Sandwiches.
There'd be sandwiches.
Like, what's that, corned beef sandwiches?
What?
Were you one of those families?
Bit of white sauce.
No, we're wogs, so we had salami and cheese.
Yes.
Or a bit of a barbecue. Maybe we had a barbecue on our picnic. And then we'd have a walk after lunch. Looking at nature.
A merenda? Is that the word for having a walk after you've eaten too much?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's something like that.
You wanted to use a foreign language,
I more have
you?
A siesta.
Yes, I did. See, siesta.
A siesta.
Oh, I like siestas.
Because wogs like to walk around beaches. I'm not sure if that's a correct sentence. And it's my experience.
But tell us, please tell us, where would you like to go on a picnic on a day like today? Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach Jackson-Dean for The Drive Home. We've got Tristan in the back. How are you doing, Tristan?
Good, how are you?
Very well. Thank you. We've missed you, mate.
Yes, I had the flu.
Yeah, the flu has been going around.
Well, thank you for staying away. You've kept all of us healthy. So it's good to have you back nice and healthy. Now, speaking of picnics, Paige and I, my beautiful fiance and I went and picked her up from work and we went to Footscray Park to have a little picnic for lunch today. And whilst we were lying there looking up at the clouds, an aeroplane in the sky started writing no. And we're like, what do you mean no? It just said no. And we're like, maybe this is like a toddler having a tantrum and they're like, no, no, I will not, no.
Little toddler pilot?
Yeah. And then I thought about conversations we've had here before and I was like, oh my gosh, maybe it's someone talking about pineapple on pizza.
I'm taken to the sky.
To the sky.
To say no pineapple on pizza.
Is that what they mean, do you think?
Well, I'm very offended.
Or maybe there might have been like a streaker through Melbourne. And that was my other thought. It was a beautiful day. I would have taken my clothes off if it was appropriate. Yeah. But maybe they were saying no public nudity.
Took to the skies to say no public nudity.
Yeah. No. So I was just thinking, what else could we say no to? And then I realised, it dawned on me, one of my favourite songs at the moment, it's by Little Mix. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's No More Love Songs.
Oh.
They were totally promoting Little Mix.
Love it.
Nice segue. You're enjoying.
I keep trying. Nothing's working. I still want to know if you're alone. I keep trying to put this behind me. I still want to know who's taking you home.
Sad Songs on Joy 94.9. You're with Rach Jackson-Dean with Tristan in the back for the drive home on a Tuesday night.
It's like that plane in the sky just knew that we were going to play that song today and they just wrote no.
So you're in a park looking up at this lovely blue sky and you see a plane fly over and it does the sky riding.
Yeah.
No.
Just no.
Are you sure it was no?
It kind of looked like the wind deformed it so it looked like ho. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to write ho, ho, ho.
Christmas.
Because did you know it's only 12 weeks till Christmas?
No, don't. Don't. I don't.
What? Oh, no. Nope. Dean's having a breakdown. Uh-oh.
I'm in denial.
It's like January, February, March, blink, December, January.
Yes.
What?
But yeah, so maybe it wasn't home, maybe it was no. But maybe they were saying no against what, pineapple pizza?
Yeah, pineapple on pizza. We did get a message through, and we don't know who it's from, but they have said, say yes to pineapple on pizza. It's the best thing.
Vote yes for on pizza.
That's what it's all about. What would you say no to? What are you so passionate about that you would write no in the sky?
Oh, I'd say no to scrubs.
Oh, I don't want no scrubs.
No. Goodness me, no.
I'd say no pants. Oh, it's getting warmer.
Oh, pants off.
Maybe a little short time.
Pants optional.
Pants off. Optional. You know, cover your bits, but you know, no pants.
It also made me think like nose picking. They were promoting nose picking. Let's break the stigma.
Definitely. No shoes on the couch.
Very important.
I would say no pants for the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Still a bit. It's fine. No.
Parachute. Sky, jumping out of planes.
Maybe they want no parachutes.
No parachutes because there's been a skywriter.
Yes. Sounds
bad.
Yeah, that does sound very dangerous.
Typing no in the, not typing, doing the little skywriting thing with no in the sky Melbourne.
But just no. Like, we're not sure what they meant. But
no scrubs. I think it was no scrubs.
No scrubs.
No pineapple pizza. And
Jack definitely said no pants.
And Tristan, he was up for no pants.
And I was thinking nose picking. But anyway, breaking the stigma. But we did get a few messages through. Someone has messaged through and said maybe it was on. Like, it is on.
Oh, so not no, but on.
It's
on. Different hemispheres.
Well, there we go.
Yes. And we got another message through from an anonymous messenger that said, I'm totally on board with no pants, but on that note, I want to advocate for no shaving.
Oh, no shaving.
So no shaving and no pants. Ooh, look at those legs, doll.
Big, hairy boys.
And girls.
And girls. Mm-hmm. We also got
hairy everyone's. Hairy everything's. Message through from Daryl, who said no gnomes and no noddy, which is referring to Tony Abbott. So Tony Abbott is Noddy the gnome.
And no gnomes.
Yes.
Oh.
Just say no. No, don't say no. Say yes.
Say yes.
You say what you want. Write it in the sky. Here's what I was thinking. Maybe someone earlier in the day had written, Dear Rachel, will you marry me? And Rachel was like, hey, Steve, is that you writing in the sky? Can you just respond, no, I'm not down for this right now? And that it was just the response to being asked to be married.
A brutal response.
That's very
not
brutal.
Into it.
I'm
not
spending thousands
all.
Of dollars. Go nut.
We were talking about stuff in the sky.
We certainly
stuff
were.
In the sky, like the word no in the sky.
Skywriting, it said no. And we've had Amy call in.
What's Amy say?
And she is a little kindy teacher. She's not little, she teaches little kids.
Yeah.
And she took her kids for a walk in the park and the children saw the word no.
Up in the sky?
Yeah, up in the sky, the big old skywriting. And then she corrected them and said, no, it says on. It's reminding you to put your hats on. She has a little turned into a positive thing going, no, it's saying on. You have to put your hats on.
Exactly.
There you go.
Safety first.
Well done, Amy. That's very clever.
We're super excited. We've got a prize to give away today. And this prize is a double pass to the movie Final Portrait.
Yay.
And the story goes, in 1964, while on a short trip to Paris, or it's right up Jack's alley, the American writer and art lover James Lord is asked by his friend, the world-renowned artist Alberto Giacometti. How would you say that in French?
It was Italian, so maybe
Alberto Giacometti.
I just thought it was because it's based in Paris. Anyway, I'm wrong.
It's European. It's all a big country.
They're all the same, aren't they? So they were told to sit for a portrait. The process, Giacometti assures Lord, will only take a few days. Final Portrait is based on a true story. Thanks to Transmission Films, we've got a double pass to give away. We all know it didn't take a few days. So the question that we're asking you, what's taken longer than you've expected?
Did you ring Telstra and wait for them to come to your home? Did it take longer than expected?
Yes.
We'll be there within 3 hours, 72 days later.
Were you boiling an egg? And you're like, is it 10 minutes for hard boil? Is it 15?
Were you baking a cake and you thought it takes half an hour, but then it wasn't firm enough in the middle, so you had to leave it in there for longer?
You didn't turn it hot enough.
Or if you want to be a little bit rude and give us a bit of a giggle on a Tuesday afternoon, feel free.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Prize time. we love a prize. Okay, this is for the movie The Final Portrait, thanks to Transmission Films. And it's about a portrait that took far too long to do. And so if you would like to win this double pass to go and see a fantastic movie, just let us know what has taken you longer than expected. Personally, I was run over by a car when I was 14 years old. Jeez. That is now 12...
I was expecting that.
That is 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm still having issues with my feet. As anyone who ever sees me would know, I have terrible feet. But that's taken longer than expected to heal.
My goodness.
Yes. Amy messaged in and said that marriage equality has taken longer than expected. So what's taken you longer than expected?
I catch train on the Hurstbridge line, and at the moment it's taking me a lot longer than expected because they are doing some, they're doing a bit of a nip and a tuck on the Hurstbridge line. A bit of work.
Yep.
Bit of work.
Shaping it up.
Necessary.
Making it sexy again.
But at the moment it's taking me a lot longer to get to work.
Hey guys, it's your boy Tim O'Matic here, and you are listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9. Yeah, there's something about you.
There's something about you. And we've had a text in on 0427 Joy 949. And Isaac has texted in saying, as a trans man on hormotherapy, that's no word.
Therapy, maybe.
But also ponies are cute. Hormone therapy. Finishing puberty and getting rid of these pimples is taking a lot longer than expected. Oh, hang in there. You'll be good as new in no time. It'd be beautiful. Not that.
And there was another one through?
Yes, we got a message from Janet who said she is waiting for her lemon tree to grow lemons, and that is taking much longer than expected.
I've had this where I've planted the lemon tree and it just doesn't fruit up, and I'm told it can take a couple of years for the lemon tree to feel secure in its spot.
Oh God, that's
awesome.
Me.
It could feel threatened and it's like, I will not give you my lemons, I will not.
I don't give anyone my lemons till I feel real secure.
Is that right?
Real safe.
Is that what you're doing wrong?
So many things wrong. I've had a day. Had quite a day.
This is Love is Love. Melbourne-based artist Jake Finelli. You're in Joy.
What have we learned from our time on this earth? If we put people down, frown upon them, they're gonna get hurt. No one deserves it, cause everyone is worthy of love, and all love is worthy. What will our children's 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 children think of us? That's how we should be thinking, could be thinking. So let's begin. I've got blood running through my veins. I feel love and I feel pain. I'm gonna stand up and say, when I see you smile from a mile away, I say, love is love, love is love.
We're doing the beatbox for us. Thanks for that, gals. And Tristan is in the back. He's keeping very quiet.
He was not beatboxing.
He wasn't beatboxing.
join in
when the beatboxing continues.
Rach and I had a great time.
You did.
Hey, but you know what Jax has in front of her? She's got a show bag.
I have goodies. I have a lot of goodies.
Did you go to the show?
I did not. I went to a place.
Was it entertaining?
It was expensive. I had a good time. And they gave me a show bag.
What's in it? Tell me.
Well, I have some floss.
Nice.
Okay.
Practical.
Not
like
fairy
floss.
No, dental. And some toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
It's a common theme happening. And a slim and soft toothbrush.
This sounds like a really bad show that you went to.
I went to the dentist. Yay. Hooray.
Yeah. Crowd went wild.
I like having someone floss my teeth for me.
Oh, do you?
Is that a bit weird?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. I'm like, oh, I'm in luxury.
you know when you lie back?
Yeah.
I lie back and they put a little bibby thing on me. Like a bib. But you don't get like a bit drooly.
Mm-hmm.
A bit drooly. They have a little sucking thing going on.
A lot of sucking, a lot of drooling.
A lot of sucking. But the drooling's not attractive.
No.
And as a gent with a beard... You know what I'm talking about, Jack.
Oh,
having
yes.
Having a beard.
Having a beard.
And the drool gets into the beard. It's not that good.
Oh, do you get dry drool beard?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, that sounds
Save
lovely
for
and gross. But, yeah, I went there. Apparently my teeth are in good shape.
Oh,
except,
good.
But then they also had the, like, oh, we can just monitor it. Everything's fine. We can monitor it. Though also, if you wanted to do this, you could get a mouth guard at night so you don't grind your teeth.
Yes.
You could get braces again if you wanted to. We could take out the wisdom teeth that don't need taking out. We could do this. We could do that. And I'm like,
we could take your money.
I'm just like, I'm gonna go.
How often do you go to the dentist?
Every 6 months. You're meant
oh
to go to.
Goodness.
I skipped a year because I could not afford it. I don't have a job. So now I'm trying to go every 6 months.
Do you know what I think? I think that is something that would take longer than expected is for me to go back to the dentist. It's probably been about a year and a half since I've been. Mm. Same thing. Can't afford it.
Your tooth in time saves nine.
Nope. Tooth in time saves
not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Actually not
I'm
a thing.
I'm making it up again.
Oopsies.
You should check out our podcast.
Our podcast.
Our pugs. They've got pugs in them.
Sometimes I don't say words proper.
Yeah. We have an awesome podcaster whose name is Pete the Podcaster.
Yes, he's wonderful.
That's his actual title.
That's his name.
Birth certificate, Pete the Podcaster. And he gets in there and he puts all our podcasts up on the podcasting platforms.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's like a tongue twister.
Like
alliteration.
But if you want to go and listen to us again, like maybe you missed out on like the first half of our show 1 week or the second half.
I'd hate
or
you
like,
to miss out.
Yeah. And listen you just to need us. To catch up. You need to catch up on good quality entertainment. You can head to joy.org.au.
Listen to us. Please listen to us.
Please. We beg of you.
I need some sunshine. I've gone wrong.
joy.org.au/RachJackAndDean.
Yeah. And we got Facebook as well.
Yes,
Rach,
same.
Jack and Dean.
And Instagram.
Instagram.
Rach, Jack and Dean.
Rach, Jack and Dean.
And Twitter.
And
we're really bad at Twitter, though.
When you go to iTunes, you can actually subscribe to our podcast.
And you can rate and review us.
I know,
you can
right?
tell us how awesome we are so we don't have to tell you.
And so you won't miss any of the excitement and hilarity that is Rach,
yes,
Jack and Dean.
Exactly.
Drive home.
And listen, we posted a really cool podo. A podo that Fossey, the newsreader, he sent it to us. One of his friends took a photo of the node today and edited it. So go check it out and give us a like.
That's on our Facebook and our Instagram page right now.
Hi, I'm Felipe Rose from The Village People. You're listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy.
Oh, we're not beatboxing anymore. Fine.
We're not beatboxing anymore, Jack.
And now I'm
you know what we are going to do? We're going to give away a prize.
I think that was beautiful.
And the prize is a double pass to go and see a film. What's the film called again? I can't.
It's called Final Portrait.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Final Portrait.
You can take me.
It's the person with the Italian name that wasn't French.
It's played by Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah.
Alberto Giacometti.
Yeah, that one.
And we asked the question.
We said, what What's taken you longer than expected? What's taken longer than expected?
We put the call out there. We had some entries.
We had some entries in, and the winner.
Chris was going to announce the winner is.
You got to wait for the drum roll to finish. Wait for it.
Isaac.
Yay!
Isaac.
Congratulations, Isaac. Someone will be in contact with you probably tomorrow morning because we don't have a front desk friend today to let you know how you can collect your prize.
But you know what? This is the end of our show.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't that go quick?
It's upsetting, but also it is beautiful outside.
It is so nice outside at 19 degrees at 25 minutes past 6.
Time flies when the sun is shining.
I'm going to go kiss a tree.
Kiss a tree? Hug a tree?
Whatever.
Fondle a tree?
And then cry about it later.
Cry about it later.
I have issues.
Typical Jack.
So a big thank you to everyone who messaged in. A big thank you to Tristan. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. As we said earlier, like us on Facebook. Please like us.
Please like us.
Please
and then
like
our posts. Don't just like us and then forget about us.
Yeah.
Interact.
And we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We've got all the socials covered.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to Isaac for winning the double pass to go and see Final Portrait.
That sounds really interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Send us a message next week between 4 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday and let us know how it was.
Yeah, Isaac, give you a review. Maybe Isaac can be our guest movie reviewer.
Yeah.
That's an idea. You can subscribe to us, to our podcast on iTunes. Go to Rach Jack's Dean via the Joy website or on Thing. And go, you can rate and review us. But stick around. Richard Foster is coming up next with the news headlines, followed by The Informer. And until next time, remember, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
Good night, everybody.
My friends keep saying that I need patience. Fools rushing, better slow down. They keep talking about good things come.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.